With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
It started with two women. And well, today, it's still two women, but not just any women. It's Laurie and Lynn.
Who can turn the world on with a smile.
Laurie and Lynn, giving Northeast Pennsylvania local talk to start your weekend right.
Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
And now, celebrating their 10th year on the air on WILK News Radio. Here's Laurie and Lynn.
Love is all, no need to waste it. You can have a time, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I've had this week off, as you know. So we're just doing a little taping for me, and then you're going to follow up with the other peeps that you have scheduled. And
I will.
So I had a couple day trips that we went on and did some work that I needed to catch up on, and here we are, because we're taping this section, so we're piecemealing. Lynn, you've had to piecemeal a bunch of interviews.
I do.
But here we are,
but they're all good.
Friday morning, the day before you'll be listening, and it's beautiful, and it's been a good week. So
did you get some R&R in the week?
Yeah, I mean, I did. We went up to, which I've never gone before. We went to Wellsboro, to the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon, which is really cool. So they have a little state park, and it's really a neat place.
Did you go hiking?
No.
I didn't think so, but I just thought I'd ask.
No, dear God, with this knee?
I know.
We did walk. I mean, we walked around and as much as we could, but we didn't go down all the way down or through the trails. They're all over the place, but it's beautiful. I mean, all you see are trees, and then there's this some kind of, I don't even know what the water source is that runs through, you know, through the middle of it. It certainly isn't the Colorado River, but it's really cool. You know, isn't that what runs through the Grand Canyon?
I've never been to the Grand Canyon, and I've never been to this one either.
Is that the river that runs through it? I'm almost positive.
Yeah, I think it's the Colorado River.
I'll have to do a quick Google search while we're talking. But yeah, it was really cool. And Wellsboro itself, like the main drag, which I've never been to, some of the houses are absolutely beautiful. And I told you, Lynn, that the lamp posts that run down the middle of the street are all gas lampposts. They're beautiful. It's just a beautiful.
No, I didn't know that.
Not a lot of stuff going on that I, you know, could see, in the sense that, you know, but I told you, I was thrilled because I'm like, oh my God, they have a Dunkin' Donuts here in Wellsboro, so I got my iced tea. But it was really.
That's all that matters.
That's all that mattered. I was fueling up on my iced tea. But it's beautiful old homes, absolutely gorgeous. And so it was a nice ride through all the beautiful countryside. It was the mountains and the endless mountains. I mean, we don't realize just a few miles outside of Scranton, you hit these mountain ranges, which are absolutely beautiful. And that word, the endless mountains, it's just so true. It's unbelievable. So got a lot of good photos and nice driving and peaceful time. And then yesterday we were in Flemington and went for a ride. And I like going through Jersey, stopped at a couple farmers markets and something like Jersey tomatoes. I brought some home and just,
yay,
you know, peaceful, just getting out. We wanted to go to Bushkill Falls, but by the time we got back, and we got there, it was about 7:30, and it was closed. So I don't know what time it closed, because all it said on the gate was open at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And but it didn't say when it closed, so I don't know. But I would have I've been there, but it's been so long. I just wanted to go back, and we didn't get there. We'll do it again. But it was just went to a couple of my favorite stores in Jersey, and it was a nice day. So
that's good. That's a wonderful way to do it.
Yeah, and then a couple days of getting caught up on some things that I haven't done, and it was peaceful. So I'm off through Tuesday, so we have a nice long weekend to look forward to. And
yes,
that's good. You kind of recharge. And I have to tell you that my wonderful, adorable, I love him, nephew Seamus Cadden. He goes by Seamus, but his name, he was really baptized James Michael Cadden the Third.
Mm-hmm.
And he is on the front of the Scranton Times game face in the paper today.
Oh, I saw the picture. I didn't see who was.
Yes.
I didn't see a name.
that's
your
nephew. Seamus Cadden, and he looks just like my father, and my father would be so pleased because my dad was a big West Side Invader football player and then was played in the Dream Game that senior year, which, you know, you have to be good to play in a Dream Game. And he loved football, and he would be so proud of Seamus. And Seamus looks exactly, on the front cover of this, he looks just like my brother Jimmy, but very, very much like my father. My son Tommy and Seamus are the two grandchildren that look so much like my dad. It's
oh,
funny.
That's neat.
Yeah.
That's good.
So
yeah, speaking of that, I had my nephew, Timothy Gilbert, there with his main squeeze last weekend at the lake.
You said that.
And no engagements with that.
Well, that's
he actually... He starts on Tuesday with Drinker Biddle in Philadelphia in the litigation department, and his girlfriend is starting her third or fourth year, I think it is, of Temple Law. She actually did part-time for the first year and worked full-time, which was amazing. But she will finish up in May. And the thing that reminded me of what you just said is that I can't believe how much Tim looks like my father.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. But my father was also the captain of the football team, the Invaders, same deal. And it was his birthday on Wednesday of this past week, and he would have been 90.
Your father.
Just amazing.
Yep.
90 years old.
And my father would have been, my father was born in 27, so my father would be 92 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, my father would have been 91.
Not 27, 29. Wait a minute. No, my mother was born in 37, and my father is 9 years old, was 9 years older than my mother.
Okay.
So do the quick math.
That would have been 28.
There you go, 28.
Okay.
So my father would be 91 this year. So he was a year older than your father.
But no,
so when,
I was
they
just going to say that.
Together. What?
They had to, because my father was born, and I always get these two mixed up. His birthday was August 29th. 1928, and my mom's is April 28th, 1929. So I always got them mixed up. So my father had to be in your father's class.
Well, maybe not the class, because your father was just 90. My father was 91. Would be
no,
91.
What I'm saying is, I did the math now, and I'm saying that he's 90. He would have been 91 this year. I thought
then
they had to be, they probably played together.
What was your father's name, Bill?
Bill.
Well, I'm going to look at this because my cousins posted something on Facebook from an old football stuff from West Scranton. I'm going to look at it
I
bet
look at it.
His father was in it.
That's cool.
I'll look at it. It's the whole team.
Good.
So I'll check it out and see what that was, because I bet you it is. But okay. Yeah, this football stuff is so good, and my sister-in-law and my brother are so proud of him, and he's just this big kid, and he's just the kindest, sweetest. I said to Jimmy, as big and bulky as he is, he's like the most gentle kid. I just love him.
I love him. I think I met him at Barbara's shop. Yeah, I think he was there one day.
He floats around with you know, up at Babs and other places. So he's a good kid.
That's good.
So,
hey, we have to do a shout out because on Thursday it was Annie Faith's birthday.
No.
So,
big
yay,
birthday
to Annie Faith.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Annie. Happy birthday to you. We are actually going to my sister's for a little birthday celebration for Annie tomorrow night.
Is it to be a surprise?
No.
Well, I called her and asked her if she was planning on anything to celebrate her birthday, and she said, no, not much. We're going out for dinner, and I'm getting a birthday cake. I said, that's good
enough.
Yeah,
but she means with her family. I mean, Barbara's doing that because, you know, she's Barbara's dear friend, and just said, let's just get together. So that's what we're going to do
good.
On Saturday.
That's nice.
So,
it's always nice to celebrate your special day.
Well, I don't know how people don't want to talk about it.
There are a lot of people like that. They just don't want to know about it. They just are so uncomfortable with acknowledging a year has passed that they can't deal with it, so we just ignore it.
I know, and
away.
I understand the year passing stuff, but you know, just be okay with it. That's all.
Yeah. So I got one coming up.
Yeah, I know.
Soon. Yeah.
Soon. What do you do?
I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I have no plans. It's during the week. So it's a weeknight, and it's not. I'm sorry, it's a Sunday night because there's a Friday the 13th this month.
Oh, there is?
I think there's two of them a year. Yeah. So
we'll have to make a plan, Lynn. Patrick A. We'll make a plan.
All right.
So no,
I won't even remember, but that's okay.
Well, that's all right. You can still tell him.
I'll tell him.
So, any plans for the weekend? You're going to the lake?
Absolutely. My sister and my brother are making an appearance, which is a rare thing, but they are. So that'll be good. And my sister and brother-in-law. That's what I meant.
I thought she was already there.
No, she's not been there at all this year.
Oh, why am I thinking that already happened? We must have talked about this before then.
Mara was there.
No. You talked about your sister, and it was rare. So you must have talked about her coming, and I thought you met her.
Yeah, well, this will be the big event. She's coming. So that's good. And there's really nothing else planned. It's going to be a pretty laid-back weekend, and I'm happy with that. And last weekend, we went with Tim and his friend, listen to me, can't even think of the girl's name, Andrea, for heaven's sakes. Andrea Smith, sweetheart.
You've been having company the last couple of weeks.
Every single weekend for the last four.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it's nice. We went to the Settlers Inn, and we all had something different, and it was just such a divine experience. Really loved
it. You love it there. You love it
there. Oh, it's the best.
Lynn, someday, I don't know when they stop, but someday they do Wednesday nights. I think they do jazz there. We should go up one of these. I don't know if it's over for this summer, but if not, we should do it for next year.
I think so. It's
That'd
fun.
Be nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we'll wrap it up here.
And we will say have a wonderful...
Your people what? That you can... I said that you'll get on with the rest of your people, so...
I will. And the next person up is Rhonda Falk, who's going to talk to us about cafe connections, which is a very interesting thing. So you're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
Do you have a support, custody, or divorce case in Northeastern Pennsylvania? Call Barbara J. O'Hara, an attorney with 31 years of experience in divorce, custody, and support cases. You need an attorney who is experienced in family law cases, not a general practitioner. Call Barbara J. O'Hara at 570-344-7171. This may be your first divorce, but it shouldn't be your attorney's. You need experience on your side. Call Barbara J. O'Hara at 570-344-7171.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Lynn Evans, and the first guest we have today is Rhonda Falk, who is someone who's passionate about helping people with dementia and the caregivers, most especially. So, welcome, Rhonda.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Lynn.
Okay, well, we're going to get to a lot of good stuff that I think anybody who has ever done any caregiving, myself included, would love to know more about. And it's just wonderful to know that there are these resources in our community. One in particular, I think I mentioned it a couple weeks ago about something called a cafe connection for people that have who are caregivers for and also patients of those who have dementia. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, our Cafe Connections, which is going to take place at the JCC in Scranton, is a stigma-free and judgment-free environment for both the memory impaired and their care partners. We're going to have varied activities that will provide and promote stimulation and self-expression for the memory impaired. Also, for the care partner, they'll be engaged and connect and share similar experiences and concerns and form new friendships as well. And the primary goal is knowing they are not alone in this horrific journey.
Oh, well said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about the physical setup of this. Is this, is the caregiver in the same room all the time with the person who needs the care?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
The caregiver, the care partner, and the memory impaired, yes. We are having somebody from there with a grad student from the art therapy department is going to be doing directing, artwork, and it's going to be wonderful. What a treasured gift. It's going to be a treasured gift for both the care partner and the memory impaired loved one.
And if I understand this correctly, it lasts for 10 weeks, but it could be longer.
Yes, and hopefully longer. This is a pilot program, and it's going to start on Thursday, September 5th, from 1 to 2:30, every Thursday for 10 weeks until November 7th. Correct.
Okay.
And we're going to have varied speakers as well. Yes.
And so yoga. That's an hour and a half of time.
Right.
So during that time, what will the person who has the dementia, what will they be doing while they're there?
A combination of they'll be doing structured activities along with the art student from Marywood, structured varied activities there, as well as if they choose not to do the structured activity, we have other types of activities like puzzles and books. This is just to name a few. Many different types of things that they'll have available to them.
So they won't be forced to socialize if they don't feel that they want to.
No.
Okay.
No. This is a place.
But they're. Go ahead.
This is a place for them that they're going to choose exactly what they want to do. If they choose to do the structured activity, that's fine. If not, there's other activities. If they do not want to do that, if they want to just sit and talk, that is fine too. So this is their place, exactly.
You know, I have to tell you, Rhonda, I talked about something. I want to say maybe it was even within a year or 2 years ago, somewhere about in that time frame, that there was a place, I think it was an article that was in AARP magazine about a place where people with dementia of whatever sort would go to this environment, and it was all designed to be reminiscent of a time in their lives when they were having lots of fun. So it could have been in the 60s, you know, in the 50s. And the whole environment was designed to instill those good feelings about that particular time. Is there anything like that that you're planning on doing?
Well,
that would bring them back?
Yes, there's going to be music from different times. I'm having music and the books that we'll be discussing from different periods. And, yes, that would be one of the themes as well. And we're going to have meditation, chanting, yoga, light exercise. Right.
Good. And so it starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Does that mean
1 o'clock
that
in the afternoon.
Is there any lunch or any food provided?
Yes. Krispy Kreme has donated donuts for the duration of the 10 weeks. We're going to have that. And coffee. Oh, yeah. That was very generous. Right. Yep.
That's wonderful. That's really nice. I can see that if my husband was there, he'd probably eat a whole dozen by himself. But that's okay.
This is the time to enjoy, have fun.
I know.
And to connect and engage with one another. This is what it's all about.
That's great. And so do the caregivers do the same?
Yes. The caregivers, they connect with others. They form new friendships. Yes, they do.
You modeled this after something that was being done nationally, right?
Yes, it started in 1997 in the Netherlands.
Okay.
And
what kind of results did they have?
Positive, very positive.
Good. And how did you hear about it?
I heard about it through the Alzheimer's Association years and years ago. Years ago, they mentioned it. Yes.
And you said, this is something I want to do?
And this is something, yes. Yes, when I was ready.
Did you get some support from the Alzheimer's Association?
I did. I got some support. However, when I was ready to actually form the group, Dan Kordonik at the JCC in Scranton said he'd be more than happy to host it.
Wonderful.
And it was great because then we got grants from the Moses Taylor, from the Northeastern Penn Healthcare as well. So I feel very grateful and blessed that they were able to do that for me. Yeah.
That's really great. I think this is a wonderful idea. Tell everybody the JCC is in case they'd like to go.
Okay, JCC of Scranton is located at 601 Jefferson Avenue. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry.
There's parking on the side, right?
There's parking on the street, and also we have a parking lot as well. Free of charge. No charge. Mm-hmm. And also there's no cost for the program as well.
But you will accept donations.
I will accept donations, right. There's no cost.
All right.
Yeah.
So can you get maybe a group of people together and say, let's all get our care partners and we'll all just go to this thing and give it a shot? Or do you have to register and do all that stuff?
Well, I like to meet them first. And to me, that's important to me, to meet them and their memory-impaired loved ones so I can get to know who they are and what their likes and dislikes are to make sure that I have something there that will be interesting to them as well.
Okay.
However, you know, for people to come and, you know, to show up and just to be together and connect, that's okay, too. I'll get to know you, especially on the first day that we have on September 5th.
Okay. And let's talk about something else that I know is very near and dear to your heart, and that is the caregiver support group from the Alzheimer's Association that you run in Clark Summit, correct?
Right. That's right. I'm a facilitator for the caregivers only. And I've been at Elon Gardens, and I've been doing it approximately 18 years.
Just a few years.
Just a few years. I have a very unique group, and this is where the caregiver attendees who lost their loved ones continue to come to the group, which I find interesting, to offer their emotional support, especially to the newcomers.
That's nice.
I think it's wonderful. Yes. And the newcomers end up, you know, leaving with a sense of belonging and safety. And a desire to return, which is very nice. So they're very welcoming. That is the last Tuesday of the month. The last Tuesday of the month, and it's at the Elon Gardens on Vernard in Clark Summit.
At what time?
7 to 8.
Okay. Do you have, for those people who have no one else to care for their memory impaired person, is there a place for them at the facility?
Yes. If they don't have somebody, what people have done in the past, if they don't wander and if they're at like early stages, they can bring them, they can watch television and whatnot. They can bring them along because it's only an hour from 7 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah, they can do that as well.
Okay. Well, let's wrap this up with a couple pointers. I wanted to make sure that people know, first of all, how will they get in touch with you?
Okay, they can contact me at my phone number, 570-585-8099.
Okay.
And there's another number. My cell is 570-510-4006.
Okay. And if they call the JCC, will they give them information about this upcoming event?
Yes, they will.
You don't happen to know what that number is, do you?
I do. 570-346-6595.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I'm excited about this upcoming Cafe Connections. I know you are.
Yes.
It's been something that you've been looking to do for years. So
for years, absolutely.
I wish you the best with this, and let everybody know again, it's Rhonda Falk, and Rhonda is running the program at the JCC of Scranton, September 5th through November 7th or longer, 1 o'clock to 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon at the JCC. Rhonda, thanks so much for being a guest. I really appreciate this. And to all of our listeners, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News with Webster and Nancy. And I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, at lauriecadden.com, lauriecadden.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
At Fidelity Bank, we're here whenever and wherever you need us. As your financial partner, our goal is to provide you trusted advice and outstanding service, whether you're in line at our branches or online with your smartphone, mobile device, or computer. With convenient banking tools like our Fidelity mobile app, you can put the bank right in your pocket for safe, secure, 24/7 access anytime or anywhere. Call today, 1-800-388-4380. Visit us online or stop by your local branch to Go Mobile with Fidelity Anytime Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. It's a financial planning firm designed specifically for the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And my guest in this segment is a woman I've known for many years who's been with someone who's always been on a mission. God love her. And she's never waned from that. Her name is Marianne Corey. Marianne, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Lynn. Thanks so much for having us today. Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, we always do kind of an update every now and then for what's going on in your world. So tell me a little bit about where things are now with Lonekana and what it is.
Oh, all right. Well, first of all, I'll let you know what it is. Actually, Lonekana is a special cancer retreat dedicated to women battling cancer. It's a place where we actually run a nonprofit since the year 2000 called the Portable Playhouse, in which we did art therapy in hospitals and cancer centers, which we continue to do. We currently have 17 women that go once a week for 45 weeks a year, and we're in 14 hospitals and facilities. And we do beading with glass, silver, and crystal beads, and all the findings make jewelry with women and children at their bedside or chair side only, one-on-one work, and just to alleviate the stress of being in the environment, hospital environment. It's been a huge success, and we're currently in Boston Children's Hospital all the way down to St. Jude's in Memphis, Tennessee. And about 8 years ago, we expanded and we had our organization bought a building in Forest City, Pennsylvania, by Elk Mountain Ski Resort up in Susquehanna County, and we had a casino that was empty for like 50 years and was just using as storage. And I thought, you know, we could do something better with that. What if we use that space in the spirit of what we do, promote wellness, and make it a free cancer retreat for women? And it doesn't matter the type of cancer you have. You just come with your girlfriends, your mothers, your daughters, sisters, and just a place to rest and recharge, really. And because I had a store on the first floor of the building, I had a little art center in the back, so the women were welcome to come down. I would teach them how to make jewelry or pottery and different art projects if they wanted to, or if they wanted to read a book and drink a bottle of wine. That was good, too.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you just need, you know, but there was no schedule. When they arrived, we would bake them a homemade cinnamon coffee cake and put fresh flowers in their room. And because you know this whole area, it's very artsy, yeah. And we have lots of festivals. And, I mean, there's something going on every weekend if you look around. Mm-hmm. And so we would leave a list of what's going on, like a 25-mile radius. All the way, you know, up here, all the way down to Scranton, and they can do what they want, or do nothing at all, just rest and make, you know, nice. The whole purpose was to make memories with the people you love. Mm-hmm. We don't discuss their illnesses, their treatments, or anything like that. Nutrition, excuse me, that's just, you know, they already get enough of that when you're diagnosed, and I know that from personal experience with family members and friends. So. Mm-hmm. Now, it's been a huge success. We started small with, it serves five women at a time. But the only drawback is that it's in a historic building and we weren't handicap accessible. So we decided we're not retiring down to where it's warm. Mm-hmm. We like the season, and we wanted to continue to do a life of service. So we're trying to secure like a 10 to 15 acre piece of property and build prefab cottages, three of them only. I don't want to do a big thing because of the nature of our guests. I don't want it too crowded. But, and they'll be handicap accessible cottages. So we're in the process of selling that building that we have in hopes to then buy the property. And now to build the cottages, what we did was a crazy idea I had. Since mm-hmm. we're a jewelry-making organization, we decided to bead the world's longest necklace with the Guinness Book of World Records. And we succeeded with the help of like over 4,000 children and women and community members. And it was incredible. We ended up doing 6.45 miles long. And,
my goodness. Yes. Wow. Miles.
And
I can't even comprehend this.
It's insane. It's insane.
Where do you store it? Where do you keep it?
In our shop, in our, you know, where we had a gift shop. So we closed our gift shop there for that whole project because we also, you know, the Pocono Raceway wanted to help us get some, we built it for marketing purposes so that we could get some attention to our new mission and our expansion. So, then we put it on, you know, the phone company uses those big giant wooden reels.
So yes, they do.
So we filled 18 of those. And I know it was crazy. Yes. And that was all in our store, but because it's so heavy now, it's all glass beads. And every single one of the beads were donated. A company from New York donated half and a company from New Jersey. And then it was almost 2 million beads were put on, all beautiful glass beads. And then, I know, and then...
I can't even comprehend this. I can't imagine... That many.
Well, I'm still married.
Okay.
My husband didn't wring my neck, we got the wire donated from a company outside of Philadelphia, so it was lovely. So you know, we didn't have to pay for the cost of that. Just our back.
Yeah.
And we got, wow. And then we, you know, yeah, it was great. And people from all over the world. I had. long strands in my store. So people who come in and visit would put beads on from everywhere. So it was great. It was it's a lovely project. So the purpose of the project, though, really was to get the world record, which we achieved that. The record, we beat Prince Harry and his foundation over in England, which I don't think they were real happy about. But anyway, and was to now we cut it up and we make 30 inch. We take the actual necklace and cut like 33 inches, take off a couple beads any time and knot it up. And we make beautiful necklaces, like 30-inch square necklaces. And, nice. And then we're selling them for $20.
Those.
Yeah, so for $20,
wow,
you can come into my shop in Honesdale, and we sell them. And we figured from the length of them, we can make over 13,000 necklaces. And if we could sell the whole thing, we could actually build the whole retreat would be done and be paid
that
for, and then we
wonderful.
Would just have to maintain it. That would be terrific. So that was that was my idea. So
I love it.
That right now. Yeah, it's great. So we sent them we do. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now just tell everybody the name of the store and where it is.
Sure. So you can come in to our stores called Bloom, because women are always changing and blooming. We're on Main Street in Honesdale, Main and 10th, right on the corner. You won't miss me. My entire store is covered in morning glories right now. And I always have beautiful scarves hanging outside. But you can come in for a $20 donation, and you can pick out the necklace you want. And it comes, and I have a card attached to it about our mission and the website where we can read more. And then if you want to send them, you can go right online if you can't make it to our store at lonakana.org, and that's spelled lonakana.org, and we ship them anywhere in the world, and it's for a $25 donation, because it costs about $4.12 to send them, because they're kind of heavy. But so we've been shipping them everywhere, so people can just go right online. We have it all set up where you can just purchase how many you want and where to ship them. And we do that for you. And then we include them, and they're in a pretty little gift bag in a padded envelope. So when the person receives them, you know, it's just a nice gift. And then they know what they're getting it for. And so,
that's
what we've been doing.
And, and tell us, what does the word Lonakana mean? It has a special meaning.
Yeah,
it's
does
American
have a meaning.
Indian name?
No, it's actually Hawaiian. Yeah, it means gift from heaven.
Beautiful.
I just wanted something that was, we feel very blessed that we do this, and we're lucky to do this and help and serve others. And so it's great. And we have, our Bloom store in Honesdale, that's all set up to it actually funds the cancer retreat and has been, and our hospital program. So it's all donation-based. No one draws a salary, not even myself. I never have. I've been a volunteer since the year 2000, since the inception. But, so we have beautiful handcrafted jewelry. Our earrings, we just asked for a $5 donation. They're all beautiful silver and crystal and glass, and they're unique. We have necklaces and beautiful winter shawls now coming in, and ponchos and, just pretty scarves and pashminas. We gift wrap everything, and we always include a card for whoever you're giving it to, so they know their gift is helping others. And it's lovely. So we all do seasonal. So now we have all the fall stuff coming in. It's really pretty. Yeah.
So I have to say that I have three of your pashima scarves that I've purchased.
They so pretty.
And every time I wear them, everyone wants to know, where did you get that scarf? Because the colors are so vibrant.
That's my fun part of my job. I get to do that too. So I've been this whole store is my big giant closet. Isn't my closet so
pretty? It's
scarves and shawls and jewelry everywhere. I'm assuming this is probably what Oprah's closet looks like. I don't know.
Oh, baby.
But anyway, so it's great that we have, So what we're doing now, we're actually, you know, we're always looking for help. So that's obvious. Financial help, especially. Mm-hmm. Corporate sponsorship, you know, maybe your company wants to help support and build one of the cottages. We're going to get special pricing. We've talked to prefab companies local here, and they want to mm-hmm. help us, too. So we'll get special pricing because we're not putting kitchens in them. We put a wet bar with a little fridge, a microwave, and a coffee machine. Because it just, we wanted everyone to relax and not work. So we'll provide some things for them, but in order to do like menus, it would be too difficult. Everyone has so many restrictions. So there'll just be a big, great room with a couch, you know, like an L couch. And, you know, and we'll do that once we secure the property, which we hope to very soon. If anyone's interested in buying a building, we have a beautiful building for sale. Great Airbnb.
That's great.
It's a great investment. But once we secure it, you know, it should go up pretty quickly because we're doing prefabs.
And, wonderful.
Yeah, and then this way we can open it. And it will house about 15 people a weekend. And we usually do long weekends, like a four-day weekend. The women travel mainly from, like, the tri-state area, local in the tri-state. And also we wanted to, since the children are the backbone of our organization, we wanted to open it up to them. So 1 week out of every month will be dedicated to our patients that we work with that have life-threatening illnesses, or to the children, so they can bring their siblings, their parents, and their grandparents, so they can make some nice memories.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, yeah. Mary Ann, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, lots of ways, but, I mean, you can go right through our website, lonakana.org, LONAKANA.org. You can call us. I have a cell number. My one son works for AT&T, so it's a New Jersey area code, but it's 201-914-1404. You come visit me and say hello. Our Bloom shop is open 7 days a week. And we're usually from like between 9 and 6, or if there's activity or festivals going on in our town, we stay open later. And I am the only worker.
Okay.
So I'm usually here. And I would love to meet
you. All right. Please, she's a wonderful person to sit around and say hi to. Lots of fun things in her closet.
Yes, she called it. Come visit our closet,
Yes. Well, Mary,
thanks so much, Lynn, for having us. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.